This WBEZ podcast is supported by Ravinia, with over 100 concerts under the stars this summer, including Daryl Hall and Elvis Costello, Norah Jones with special guest Mavis Staples, The Beach Boys with special guest John Stamos, Shaggy and TLC, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, and more. Their 30-acre park is nestled in a gently wooded area. Bring your own picnic or eat at one of the park restaurants. Tickets available now only at ravinia.org. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Suicide is a topic that hides in the shadows. It's time we talk away the dark, learn how to spot the warning signs for suicide, and how you can have an open, caring, real conversation to help save lives. Visit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention to watch the new short film and learn more at afsp.org/talkawaythedark.
The Chicago Bears are one step closer to moving away from Soldier Field to Arlington Heights. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Last week, the football team filed paperwork to begin the demolition of the Arlington International Racecourse, which sits on the site of their proposed new stadium. There's been speculation of whether the team will truly leave the city, but this most recent step by President and CEO Kevin Warren may signal their commitment to the move. To learn more, we're chatting with WBEZ sports contributor Cheryl Ray Stout. Cheryl, let's start here. Has the ship sailed? Are the Bears officially moving out of Chicago?
There's no doubt about that. I mean, you don't buy a property for $197.5 million and not do anything with it.
Right.
And this is the next step, because this is the beginning of tearing it down, you know, making the, you know, getting everything put in order, mm-hmm. and putting the shovel in the dirt. That's going to take a little bit, but this is really important because it also is going to affect, once they tear this down, the grandstand. You're talking about something that has not been used, has not had a race there since 2021. Once they tear it down, mm-hmm. they could probably go back, and they are going to go back to the assessor, the Cook County assessor, and reduce their assessment on that property.
I see. Well, Cheryl, the team officials emphasize that this doesn't mean they're going ahead with the $5 billion plan to build a new stadium. You're not buying it.
I'm not buying that. I think they're saying all the right things because they still have many things to get in order. They do have this assessment. Like I mentioned, the county assessor assessed it at $197 million, when previously it was $33 million.
Mm-hmm.
So once you tear that property down, the racetrack, the grandstands, it was a beautiful site. If you've never been there, it was one of the most beautiful racetracks in the country. Once they tear it down, then they can go back to the assessor and reduce that, so then they can get the tax break that they need and want for that property. So there's no reason why they wouldn't be doing all this just for fun.
Yeah. Well, I want to dig in to what you just brought up there. For folks who aren't aware of the race course, give us a bit more of its history and talk about why not everybody's on board with this move.
It's an interesting situation because, again, it was one of the most beautiful racetracks, but horse racing has really diminished as far as it's, you know, it used to be one of the, it was a prized property, but they had a fire there in 85. They rebuilt it, and they rebuilt it very grandly. And they used to have the Arlington Million, used to be a really big race that was out there. And I lived near there, so you would see the congestion. And there's an interesting, there's some people against it, but I'm going to mention there's one that's actually for it. There's a new group that I want to make sure I get the name right. It's called Touchdown. And they are a new group of, it was a real estate woman and businesses that are for having the Bears move because they think that they could get some businesses there going there. So you have that. But the pushback is going to happen, and it is happening with the school districts. District 211, Palatine Schaumburg, is there, and also District 214, which is Arlington Heights.
What are their concerns?
And I got to give one more. District 15 is the elementary school. They're concerned about their property taxes being reduced. And the function of those schools districts is the taxes. And people don't really realize that it does affect that. That's a concern.
Mm-hmm.
Another concern, and this has been brought up by my mayor, is Jim Schwantz, the former mayor, is the mayor of Palatine. And the concern for them is also the infrastructure. How is this going to affect the traffic around there? How is this going to affect the sewage and all the infrastructure that has to be put in there in order for this to succeed and not affect the community? And where are the costs going to come from?
I see. And we'll dig more into those concerns Cheryl. Bring us back to the status right now of the team's current lease with Soldier Field. I'm curious about that.
Yeah, there's still some years on that.
Okay.
And the fact is that there is a bill now in the state legislature that they want to pass a $3 entertainment bill, a tax, to be put on tickets to kind of pay off this big loan that the Bears still have on it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no doubt that somehow the NFL will get involved with this too.
Yeah. Well, beyond the new stadium itself, what else are we to expect to be built around the area?
That's the interesting question.
What's the vision?
Yeah, because the thing with the Bears, all we know is about the stadium that they want to build. But we also know with 326 acres, now that's a huge chunk of land.
Right.
Because it goes from Northwest Highway all the way down to Euclid. For people, that's a huge area that they want to put restaurants in. They want to have an entertainment area. They want to have, you know, stores in there. And so that's the big question. Who is going to fund that part of it? The stadium is one thing, but all that other area that has to be built up, and who gets that? And who gets a piece of the pie of that?
Mm-hmm.
And how is this going to affect the taxes for the people that live out there? Are they asking for money? Will the Bears, because the Bears said they will not ask for any money for the stadium. But nothing has been said about the entertainment area, which is a bigger portion of that area.
Right, right. Also, the traffic. The traffic could increase significantly in the area if you put this new stadium there. Do you have the street and city set up to handle that?
Now, I mentioned the Arlington Million was the only time we saw something really big that happened there.
Mm-hmm.
And to know Route 53, which goes, you know, you would get off at Euclid, that would always be backed up for the Arlington Million. Now, for a stadium for at least, 95,000 people, that's going to be really impacted. Northwest Highway, which is the road, it's actually a street, a road. It's not really a highway,
okay,
but that's what it's called. That runs north of it. That's where the Arlington Park train station is at. That would be definitely impacted there. So those are the concerns about that area. So who's going to be involved with Cook County is actually the ones that could decide if they do an expansion for Route 53 at Euclid.
Hmm.
So they have to be involved with this. And that's going to cost money, too.
Yeah. Has traffic been addressed at all in any of the plans so far?
I have not heard or seen it yet, but that doesn't mean it hasn't happened. But I have not seen it. I've been really, you know,
paying attention.
Very much paying attention to it.
For other reasons, too. You live near there.
I live 6 minutes from the track.
What else are folks saying to you, your neighbors even?
They're waiting. But most people are pretty excited about it because they think their property is going to go up. You know, the value of the property is going to go up. And we've seen that with other stadiums when they get built, that your property value does go up. So that's something that people are hoping for, but you never know until something happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a few years before we really know the impact. But people are, as we mentioned, the traffic is the biggest concern about people. Now, we do know that there's only 10 home games, you know, including preseason games.
Right.
But they're talking about having maybe the NCAA there, maybe having college football there, you know, maybe a Super Bowl.
Right. Finding other ways to use this new, beautiful space.
That's what they've done in other cities with theirs. In Minnesota, which is where Kevin Warren, the president of the Bears, came from, they had the Super Bowl. So they know what would be.
I mean, it does make the city more attractive to host these major events.
Yeah, it does. And that's why, that's one of the reasons why. And the fact is, even though it's in Arlington Heights, it's still considered Chicago.
Right.
You know, and so Chicago will benefit by what Arlington Heights does in the long run.
Yeah. And you touched on this before. The Bears, they want property tax certainty and another party to pay for this, for the surrounding area, at least. How is their financial model being received?
Well, it's interesting because the school districts they hired a lobbyist to be part of the conversation, because they want to know, because nobody really knows what that impact is going to be, mm-hmm. and how it will affect them, and what will they be losing it. Now, there are other facets to it that are saying that when they built the entertainment center, maybe that's where they will get some tax from that, you know, from the different businesses that would be put in there. So right now, there's a lot of question marks.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has any answers.
Here's a statement from the Bears. They said, quote, paying property taxes is part of being a member of the community. We want to pay our fair share, but the proposed assessment of the unoccupied property we purchased and the taxes associated with it would be more than five times what the property generated when it had an income-producing racetrack operating on it. Arlington Park would not be redeveloped by anyone at such an excessive property tax rate.
Yeah, and that's why when I mentioned, because they taxed it right now, assessed it at $197 million. The Bears paid $197.5 million. So because of that, but previous to that, it was $33 million.
Huge difference.
You get rid of the racetrack. It doesn't exist anymore, so it's empty. So that should reduce that assessment.
One would think.
And I believe it's going to be in June. They do have a panel that's looking at it, and that the appeal will be considered in June.
I see. There's a lot to do, right? There's still so much to do before any new stadium and entertainment district comes to Arlington Heights. But realistically, Cheryl, if things continue to move forward with the Bears' plans, when can folks expect that the process would be complete? When would there be butts and seats at this new stadium?
It's going to be a few years. I mean, from what I'm understanding, probably sometime this year, like at the end of the year, that's when they actually could put the shovel in when they start doing it. But realistically, it's probably going to be maybe 4 to 5 years before anything is finished and done. That's an estimate. That's what I've heard from people I know with the Bears. That's what they've told me. So, you know, there's a lot of question marks, but Kevin Warren, it was why he got hired. You had somebody that was involved with the process with the Minnesota Vikings. You know what he did. It's considered one of the best new venues in the NFL.
Yeah.
So you put that into play, and obviously we're looking at like a 3 to 4 year process at least, maybe five.
In the meantime, how are the Bears looking for next season?
This is going to be interesting because they drafted 10 players, and they right away they did some they. It was really amazing watching Ryan Poles, the general manager, do what he did. He had the number one pick.
Mm-hmm.
He traded it, got more picks, got a receiver, DJ Moore, which was really important for Justin Fields. Because what they did when they traded him, they said, Justin Fields is our guy, which was really important for them. Then they traded down again in the first round from 9 to 10. They passed up Jalen Carter. He's considered like one of those great players, but he had a lot of legal issues. And so they're concerned about his character. And I say that in quotation marks because, you know, I can't judge anybody until, you know. But they traded down and they got this big, very aggressive, very athletic offensive lineman, Darnell Wright.
Mm-hmm.
Terrific play. Got to meet him. He's a character.
He'll work well with the rest?
He actually went against some of these top players in the SEC when he was at Tennessee, and he was able to negate them. So he's done a great job. They picked up a lot of defensive tackles because of the style that Matt Eberflus likes to have with his schemes. They picked up a receiver, a fast receiver. They picked up another running back who used to be a quarterback. So there's a lot of good things.
It's getting stacked, the team.
Lots of things to do.
Sounds good. Yeah, there's a lot on their plate for sure. Cheryl Raystouts, WBEZ sports contributor. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sasha.
This episode of Reset was produced by Michael Liptrot, and it was edited by Ethan Schwab and Meha Ahmed. Hear the latest stories from Chicago and across the country by subscribing to the Reset podcast and newsletter. You can find us on your favorite podcast app and sign up for the newsletter through the link in the show notes. All right, that's all for this morning. We'll have another episode for you this afternoon.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.